Okay, it's Pilgrim Chris. Been a while since I booed, and I'm just taking a little stroll on a Saturday afternoon. I haven't been walking for 3 months. I've put on over a stone in weight, mainly around my stomach, and it's time for me to get back into fighting shape again. This is the first time I've walked more than half a mile, well, a mile. Like I say, in about 3 months. Things are looking up, and I've got a few exciting projects lined up, which I'm quite happy about. Mainly involving me walking again. It was a crushing blow to have to suspend my pack life before it really begun. And I did a lot of groundwork for that. As many of you know, I gave up my house, all my belongings and everything, to go and try and hike around Britain for a year, living out of my backpack. But a few reasons prevented that from happening within a month of me starting. And that spiraled me into a bit of a depression, to be honest. And I suppose I'm really just coming out of that. And so I've just decided, it's a funny thing, isn't it? When you're feeling a bit low, the best thing to do is get up and go out, go for a walk. I know that, but actually trying to do it when you're feeling down, very difficult. And I'm puffing. I can't believe I'm out of breath. I've only had a couple of miles walk so far. And I can feel it. I can feel my gut. I can feel the weight of it. I can see it, for crying out loud. And it's not good. And I think I've just been existing, really, for a while. I'm using Social Hiking ShareYourAdventure.com today just to record this walk. It's the first time I've used it since I had to come home. And it's about time I got myself out there again. I've been lucky with friends, and my work's been good to me. Just kept me going. But I really need to walk. And so I am. I'm going out, hopefully, in a couple of weeks with a friend of mine for a bit of a weekend. And then in the beginning of November, I'm going away for a few days down to Yorkshire, or up to Yorkshire, near Horton in Ribblesdale. I have some friends over there. I'm going to go over and spend a few days walking around on the Dales Way and through the valleys, to get myself into some sort of walking fitness. And then I'm planning on walking the Cumberland Way, which is now no longer classified as a long distance walk. It's an old route, and I'm going to walk that route. I've not found any GPX files for it at all, no proper mapping of the route. There's got an old guidebook that's still available, but it's quite old now. So I shall have to rectify that, I think. And I'm looking forward to that. I think it's about 80 miles. 80-mile linear walk. But I'm planning on doing that in November. Maybe towards the end of November. A bit of a winter walk, if you like. Something different. Something I haven't done for a long time. And get myself into some sort of walking shape, and nothing like a good, cool, brisk winter walk and hike and wild camp to do that, to get yourself motivated, or at least for me. And then planning on doing quite a bit more walking. Do what I love doing, hiking. No big plans now. The pack life is on hold. Nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. It's taken me a few months to come to terms with it. But I have a place again. I have accommodation. I live in a house share. Very good, actually. God, my rent is so cheap. I pay an all-in-one fee for all my utilities. And it's very handy, very handy. And looking back at the house, I wonder why I kept the big house on for so long. It was certainly a drain on my finances, and there was only me mainly there. And I still see, of course, my children, and my son especially, which is great. He's coming around later on today. We're going to watch Doctor Who. Doctor Who is on tonight, and we love Doctor Who. He comes around every week to watch it with me. We're liking the new Doctor. Very strange. Very strange Doctor he is too, but we're liking it. It takes a bit of adjusting. It's like anything in life. But for my son, who's a huge Doctor Who fan, he knows every Doctor of every episode. He can recite them almost line by line. He's quite a Whovian, or whatever it is they're called, these fans. I can't say I blame him, because it's a good series and it keeps his interest. Could be doing some worse things with his time. 14-year-old. So I'm proud of him for that. He's doing well at school as well, which I'm really proud of. It's one of the main reasons I came back from the pack life, was because he was having difficulties. And the start of this year, has been very good for him at school. Settling in better now. And me coming back from the pack life, me coming back from that, even though it hurt me to do so, hurt me personally, it's enabled my son to have the start, to start the last 2 years of his schooling before college with a good start, a happy start, putting new things in place for him. And that's far more important. Somebody asked me the other day if I resented my son for, if you like, forcing me to give up my dream. And of course I don't resent my son. My Lord, I would die for my children, wouldn't we all? But of course it doesn't stop me feeling sad about what I wanted to do and what I was unable to do. And that sadness deepened, and I got into a bit of despair, thinking, God, I'm never going to walk again properly. Which is stupid thinking, really, because of course I am. And indeed, I'm going to do a lot more hiking. Going to get out there, do some trails, and take it piece by piece. And I think I can do that. So that's going to be good for me. So things are picking up. Life is looking good. It's a warm day today. The sun's there behind the cloud. It's very hot. But I'm only going for a short stroll. I'm off just near the shop now. I just stopped because I'm going to pick up some milk for my Slim Fast. Yes, folks, I'm going on Slim Fast. I really do need to lose a stone of just 3 months of... Oh, well, I'm doing nothing. I need to lose that weight. I need to get out there. Starting a gym membership as well. Crikey. Been a year since I went to the gym. But you know what? I love going on the treadmill. So I shall enjoy that. Thanks for listening. And I shall speak to you folks soon. All the best for now. And as always, if applicable, God bless.